B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo yihayu yomim tovim liYisrael k'chamisha osa ba'av k'yom ha-kippurim. There were no days that were joyous days, that were Yom Tov days, that were happy days, that were good days, like the 15th of Av and Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara now says, Bishleim Yom HaKippurim, I can understand regarding Yom Kippur, Mishum De'is Beis Slicha, because Hashem forgives us, and Mechila, Yom Shenitnu Boi Luchos Achroinos, it was the day that we received the second set of Luchos, the ones that didn't get broken, Elo Tesvav Ba'av, but the 15th of Av, Maihi, what would make that into such a big Yom Tov? Omer of Yudom HaShmuel, so there's going to be a number of answers in the Gemara. The first one in the name of Shmuel, Yoim Shehutru Shvotim Lovoi Zebzeh. Because the Torah at some point, the Torah said that the Shvotim, the tribes, should not marry into each other, in order that the possessions of one tribe shouldn't be given over with the halachas of inheritance to another tribe. However, at some point, the Chachomim said that they were now allowed to marry from one tribe into the other, and that happened on the 15th of Av, and that's why it was a Yom Tov. My Dorush, where in the Pasuk did they see that restriction of not marrying from one Shevet to another was limited to a certain point and not beyond? Because the Pasuk says, Ze hadovo asher tzivo livnois tzelofchad leimor, that the Pasuk says regarding the daughters of Tzilafchad that they can marry whoever they want, but they should stay within the tribe, within their Shevet. And from the fact that it says Zeh is always a limiting term, and what it means is that this thing only in this generation, I mean, Zeh Adova means that this particular restriction of not marrying another tribe is only Zeh, it's only in this generation regarding the daughters of Tzilafchad. However, the later generations are not restricted by this. Dovo Zeh lo yehi noeg elo b'doir Zeh, this thing of not marrying from one Shevet to the other was only in that generation. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Nachman. It was said in the name of Rav Nachman, a different reason why the 15th of Av was such a good day. Yoim Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lovoi Bekohol. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, V'ish Yisroel Nishba B'mitzvah Leimor Ish Mimenu Lo Yitein Bitoi LeBinyamin LeIsha, because of an incident that happened there, then nobody was allowed to marry into the tribe of Binyamin. That's what it says in that Pasuk. My Dorish, and from which Pasuk did they see that restriction was only for a limited amount of time? Or Marav, because it says in the Pasuk, Ish mimenu lo yitein bitoi, lebinyamin leisha. What's the word mimenu? V'loi mibaneinu. It was only for those people, but their descendants, they were not restricted to this, and they could marry into Binyamin, and the Chachomim revealed this on the 15th of Av, which made Av such a good day, made the 15th of Av such a good day. Rabbi Bar Bachonom, Rabbi Yechanon explained that Yoim Shekolu Boi Meisei Midbar, that every year in the wilderness after the Meraglim for the 40 years, every year a large percentage of Klal Yisrael, a 40th of Klal Yisrael, would die on Tisha B'Av. And on that last year, on the 15th of Av, it became apparent that wasn't going to happen anymore and people were no longer going to die. And not only that the people were not going to die. The last section of the Eden that didn't die, they survived. But not only that, but Moshe Rabbeinu got back his nevuah. The Omar Mar, actually kolu meisei midbar, until the people that were destined to die in the desert hadn't finished dying, lo hayo dibur in Moshe, Hashem didn't speak to Moshe, or certainly not in the same fondness and uniqueness that he did otherwise. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi kashetamu kol anshei hamelchama lamus mikerev ha'om, that after the people who were supposed to and destined to die had died, then vaydaber Hashem elai leimer, Hashem spoke to me. It was a very fond term. Other times it just says vaydaber Hashem el Moshe. Elai means that there was a chavivos, there was a fondness and an extra love with the relationship between Hashem and Moshe, and that wasn't there when all the while, that all those years, that those destined to die hadn't yet finished dying. And Rashi here brings from the Yerushalmi that all the 40 years, since the people always, the group of people that were going to die that year, they died on Tisha B'Av. So on the night of Tisha B'Av, they would, or the day before Tisha B'Av, they would dig up a grave, and everybody, the whole nation, would lie in the graves. The next day, a voice emanated and said that anyone who's alive can get out of the graves. And there was always a large section that didn't wake up, and the rest who woke up. There was this last year where the same happened, that all those survivors, they dug their graves and they assumed that nobody would wake up from that group. However, the next day, they all woke up. They thought maybe we got the date wrong. Maybe it wasn't Tisha B'Av. Maybe tomorrow's Tisha B'Av. The next day also nobody died. Maybe the next day. When it came to the 15th of Av and they saw a full moon means, well, there's no mistakes now. It's clearly after Tisha B'Av and no one died. It was that day that it became clear to them that this decree was over. And that is why the 15th of Av was such a great Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara. Ula Omar. Ula explained why was the 15th of Av such a big day. Yom Shabitil Hoshea ben Ola praised Yos. Shahoyishiv Yerovam ben Nevot. Hoshea ben Ola. And this is in history, it's brought down in the Novi, that at some point, Rechavam and Yerovam, they split up. Klal Yisrael got split. Rechavam was the Melech of Yehuda, he was in Yerushalayim, and Yerovam was the king of what we call Yisrael, and they were Roshoim, and it was a big problem. And one of the Roshoim that were the Malchi Yisrael, not the Malchi Yehuda, the Malchi Yisrael, was Hoshea ben Ola. But he did one good thing, and that was that even though Yerovam ben Nevat had made this decree that there would be guards along the ways stopping people going to Yerushalayim to be Oile Regel, because he was afraid if people are going to go to Yerushalayim and do Aliyah L'Regel, they're going to be inspired to do Tshuva, and they're going to leave the Avodah Zarah of Yerovam ben Nevat. And therefore Yerovam ben Nevat said, you want to go and do some pilgrim? Do it in the places where he put his calves and his bomois, he made his own mizbeach, and it was a big tragedy what happened there. But this Hoshea ben Ola, in spite of being a Rasha, he was mevatel, he cancelled Pardosios, those guards, those positioned guards, Shehoshev Yerovam ben Nevat al Adrochim, that the Yerovam, a king before him, had positioned on the ways, Sheloyalu Yisrael Leregel, to stop Klal Yisrael going to Yerushalayim, Va'omar, and this King Hoshea ben Ola, he said, "Le'eze shir tzuyale." He was a Rasha. He says, it doesn't bother me. You want to go to Yerushalayim and bring Karbonus in the Beis Hamikdash? You can do that. You want to bring Karbonus on a Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah? You can do that as well. I'm not telling you what to do. So even though he was a big Rasha, but at least he took away this restriction of not allowing Klal Yisrael to go to be Oile Regel. And this was on the 15th of Av. And that's what made this day such a big day. Rav Masna Omar. Rav Masna explains what was so unique about the 15th of Av, Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura, when the city of Beitar was killed and the people who were there were not able to be buried, and it was some tremendous miracles there that they didn't decay, and at some point on the 15th of Av they were allowed to be buried. It was a very big day. And we're going to learn more about this in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. V'omer of Masna. Rav Masna said, Oysa yoim shenitnu haruge beita lekvura, that day that they were allowed to bury those that had been killed in Beitar, tiknu beYavne, on that day in Yavne, they instituted the bracha of Hatoiva Ametiv in the Birchas Hamozin, that normally there was only three brachas. But there's a fourth bracha of Hatoiva Ametiv. Hatoiv, what was the good? Shelo Yisrichu, they didn't decay. The Ametiv, what was even better than that, was Shenitnu Likvura, that they were allowed to be buried. Rabbi and Rav Yosef, to Omra Tarvayu, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both explained what was so special about the 15th of Av, Yom Sheposku Melichrois Eitzim Lemarocha. That was the day where the summer stops being so hot, the sun is not so hot anymore, the woods that they would chop up for the Mizbeach are now not as dry anymore, and it could be that there'll be some worms in them, and wormy wood is not allowed to be used on the Mizbeach. So on this day, when it was not so hot anymore, they stopped chopping wood for the Marocha, for the Mizbeach. Tanya Rabbi Elazar got loimer michamisha osor ba'av eilech. From the 15th of Av and on, toshash koicho shel chamo, the heat of the sun is weakened, is less. V'loi hoyu karesim eitzim lemarocha, they would no longer chop wood for the mizbeach. Lefi she'enom yuveishim, because they're not dry. Omer of Menashe. Rav Menashe said, V'koru le'yoyim tevar magol. This day is called the day of the breaking of the axes, because the wood choppers would stop chopping the wood with the axes. Mikan ve'elech, from the 15th of Av and on, is actually when the nights are becoming longer, when the winter is starting, and the night of the 15th of Av is longer than the night before. You don't need to sleep longer than the shortest night. And what you're going to do with the rest of the time? And the night of the 15th was almost a whole minute longer than the night before. So mikan ve'elech de moisif, somebody who learns more Torah in the night times, and Torah is the source of life, Yosef, he will have more life added to his life. Udeloy moisif, and somebody who does not add on the 15th of Av, that 1 minute of extra learning of Torah, Yosef, then as a punishment, he's going to risk dying early. Tanya Rav Yosef, my Yosef, what does it mean, Yosef? Omer Rav Yosef, tikbere ime. It means that he's going to die early, and so to speak, his mother is going to bury him. Continues the Gemara, Shebehen Benois Yerushalayim, some have the version in the Mishnah Benois Yisrael, but on the 15th of Av and on Yom Kippur, there was a custom that the unmarried girls of Yerushalayim would go to the vineyards and they would form a circle there, they would dance, the unmarried boys would come and they would try and find their spouses. Tonu Rabbonon. And we saw in the Mishnah said that they would all dance there in white gowns or in white dresses. B'nois Yerushalayim yoitzis b'chlilavon sh'ulim, and they would all borrow. Even people who had these clothes available themselves, nonetheless, they would insist on borrowing. And that way, everybody was borrowing, and nobody would be embarrassed that they had to borrow because they didn't have. And another halacha the Mishnah says is v'chola kelim t'unim tvila, that all these dresses, all these clothes, since nobody knew whether the person who they had borrowed it from had been a nida and made the clothes tomei, whether the clothes have been toiveled or not in the mikveh, and therefore they all had to be toiveled in the mikveh. Says the Gemara, Shebehen b'nois Yerushalayim v'chulu, tonu rabbonon, bas melech, the daughter of a king, she'eles mi bas kohen gadol, she would borrow the clothes from the daughter of the kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol was typically close and acquainted with the home of the king, and therefore the daughter of the king, the princesses, could borrow from the daughters of the kohen gadol. Bas kohen gadol, the daughter of the kohen gadol, mi bas skan, would borrow from the assistant kohen, who was the kohen who would replace or substitute the kohen gadol in the event that he became tomei and posel on Yom Kippur. That would be the skan, ubas skan, the daughter of this assistant kohen, a kohen gadol, mibas mashuach, would borrow the clothes from an anointed, a kohen mashuach milchama. This kohen was anointed and his main job was involved in what they would do and say before they would go out to war. Something we're going to learn about later on in Shas. Ubas mashuach milchama, the daughter of this kohen called mashuach milchama, would borrow mibas kohen hedyot from the daughter of a regular kohen. The Kol Yisrael shoyel in ze mizeh, and all the rest of Klal Yisrael would borrow from each other, and all this is kadesh lo yisbayish es mishein loy, in order not to embarrass any girl who didn't have clothes herself to wear for the occasion, would borrow from somebody else. Continues the Gemara, kol hakelim t'unim tvila, all these clothes would need to be toiveled. Omer Belozo, afilu mukupolin umunochin b'kufsa, even those clothes that were folded up and in the chest, and therefore there was no risk that they were tomei, nonetheless, even they, one would have to toivel. And Rashi explains, in order not to embarrass those that do need to toivel their clothes, and therefore everybody toiveled their clothes, making no distinction between those that were tomei and those that were not. Continues the Gemara, back to the Mishnah, B'nois Yisrael Yoitzois, that these girls would go v'choylois b'kromim, and they would form a circle and they would dance in the vineyards. Tana, Misha ein lo isha, nifne l'sham, it's any girl, any boy who wasn't married, who didn't have a wife, would go there to be able to choose a wife. Continues the Gemara, miuchosis shebehen hoyu oimrois bochur v'chulu. Now our version of the Mishnah is not exactly like this. Our Mishnah just says that what would they say, and we'll soon see what they said. But when we learn the Mishnah, we explain the Mishnah as it says here in the Gemara. Tonu rabbonon yefeifiyos shebehem, the very pretty amongst those girls. Mahoyu oimrois, what would they say to the boys? Tenu einechem leyefi, look at our beauty and choose a wife. She'eino isha elo leyefi, because a woman is there to be beautiful for her husband. Miyuchosis shebehen, those that were possibly not so beautiful, or those that came from very miyuchas families. Maho yo'imrim, what would they say? Tenu einechem lemishpacha, look at the family. Lefi she'eino isha elo lebonim, because one of the primary reasons of getting married is to have children, and if you have a family which is miyuchas, then the boys and girls will be sought after, and it will be a miyuchas family. Mechuoris shebohem, those that were not so beautiful, mahoy oimris, what would they say? They would say, kachu mekachem l'shum shamayim, you should marry your wife just l'shem shamayim, to do a mitzvah, not because of her beauty is carrying you away. But you will have to make sure to clothe and adorn us, you know, if you take us as your wife. But even though they didn't have beauty behind them, at least they would tell the boys, you're looking for a wife, l'shem shamayim, then you can choose us. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ula Bira, Ula from the place of Biri, would say, Omar Rebbe Elazar said in the name of Rebbe Elazar, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asis Mochil La'Tzadikim, Hashem is going to make a circle of Tzadikim, La'osid Lovoi, in the time to come, V'hu Yoshev B'neim B'Gan Eden, and Hashem is going to sit between them in Gan Eden. V'kol Echod V'Echod Mare Be'etzboi, and each Tzadik is going to point with his finger, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Omar B'Yoimahu, and he will say on that day, Hinei, behold, Elikeinu ze kivinu loy. This Hashem is what we were hoping to get close to. V'yeshienu ze Hashem kivinu loy. This is the Hashem that we hoped to get close to. Nagilov nismecha b'yishuosay, and we are happy and glad b'yishuosay, with His having taken care of us and given us a Yeshua. Hadron aloch b'shloisha prokim uslikalom maseches tainis. B'siata d'shmai, we finished learning the fourth perek of Maseches Tainis, and with that we have finished learning Maseches Tainis. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to do Chazor on Maseches Tainis, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the next Masechta.